When I was growing up, I regularly heard about the old country, Poland and Slovakia and other places from which my Eastern European relatives had emigrated. The old country sounded far away and long ago. It was all left behind for something presumably better, better jobs, better homes, better schools, and of course, freedom from the threat of despotic wolves tramping across the land. Life was good in the new country. But I sensed that any of them, given half the chance and airfare, wouldn't hesitate to leave it all behind yet again and go back to the old country. Jesus calls his disciples to travel to a new country, sustained and supported by nothing but his Spirit. He instructs us to leave behind our baggage, all those props and possessions, a way of being, a dependence, a someone, a something, M&Ms, scotch, our great obsession, to leave it. He calls us to trust that with him, we can live free of all that, that we'll find all we need in the new country. Henry Nouwen writes, "You keep crossing and recrossing the border. For a while, you experience a real joy in the new country. But then you feel afraid and start longing again for all you left behind. So you go back to the old country. To your dismay, you discover that the old country has lost its charm. Risk a few more steps into the new country, trusting that each time you enter it, you will feel more comfortable and be able to stay longer. Risk a few more steps into the new country. There, in Jerusalem, you shall find your comfort.